Welcome to Amplitude Episode 10. This is Mike Stopforth coming to you from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Dave Duarte coming from Cape Town, South Africa.
Dave, how are you doing, Mike? Really?
What a cool week, eh? What have you been up to?
I'm a bit disappointed that South Africa lost the cricket, but there's a lot of stuff happening this week. We've got 27 dinner tomorrow evening, or this evening, depending on when this podcast goes live.
There's no way that it's going
to be
tonight. So, yeah, 27 dinner tonight.
Okay, this 27 dinner last night. it's an awesome time. And I know we keep saying this every time we have a podcast. We say, oh, really great things happening in the South African blogosphere. But, Brie, maybe we should jump right into it. There's a couple of things we wanted to chat about. And we just finished recording a really cool interview with Gareth Knight. So, cool. Do you want to kick it off?
Well, Mike, first of all, a little bit of a debatey type of topic. We were both going to speak at Web 2.0 Summit Africa 2007, and then the organizer sent us this bizarre email.
Yeah, well, actually, to be quite honest with you, I don't know how bizarre the email was because I haven't read it, but the gist of what I got was that they cancelled it due to the fact that, and this was their sentence, there is not enough interest in Web 2.0 in corporate South Africa. Is that kind of the gist of what they were saying?
That was basically it. I can read it. References made to your invitation, blah, blah, blah. A considerable number of companies seem to have no idea what Web 2.0 is all about and how it will help their companies. The few other companies that seem to have heard about and read about Web 2.0 indicating that it's not what they'd like to be involved in just yet. They need time to find out how it will help their companies grow. And above all, we seem to not have a business case on this summit in South Africa.
I spend practically every day, and you know how frequent it's been lately, chatting to companies about Web 2.0 in South Africa. There is a serious demand for information around Web 2.0. The problem here is that AMC, the company that was going to host the summit, doesn't know how to market it. So how does every conferencier market a conference? They have an email database of about 30,000 marketing managers. So they put together this pamphlet that says Web 2.0, yada, 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 and they send it out to everyone. And 90% of the people don't open it. The other 10% open it and read it, and they're like, yo, whatever, can I think of an excuse not to attend this because it looks way too expensive, which it probably was. And they say, well, there's not really a business case for it right now, which is the perfect business answer. I mean, dude, this was just marketed badly. It's got nothing to do with whether corporates in South Africa want it or not, or are interested or not. I know for a fact they are, otherwise Cerebral wouldn't exist.
But I think that we don't come in blazing words like Web 2.0 and that type of thing. I think we come in with an understanding of there's something that's happening, all right, agreed there is. Have you heard of a blog? Have you heard of a wiki? And they have, and they understand that they understand the business case for connecting with their markets.
Let's go beyond branding. They called it Web 2.0 Summit Africa. Okay, they had the name. All right. How do you market it, Dave? Do you market it with email shots and magazine ads?
Mike, the thing is, if there's an existing demand for something, then that's the way to go. Obviously, an emerging technology like this, I would say that this title is aimed more at the industry of Web 2.0. I don't think that it's a corporate title at all. So from the beginning, they've lost the attention. Bad title.
You see, I think it's got to, if you're going to have a Web 2.0 summit, it's got to start, or you've got to connect with Web 2.0 mavens and enthusiasts.
Yes, correct. And use their networks.
So what do? You offer a 50% discount on tickets to bloggers, provided they put a button on their websites. Okay, you advertise in publications like Tectonic and Intelligence, and you put something in IL Technology, you release a PR release on Viz Community. There was none of that, Brew. And then I wonder why there's no business case for it and no market for it.
No, they really didn't make enough of an effort.
Yeah, and on that note, should we cut to the interview that we did with Gareth Knight? Now, Gareth is an ex-South African, well, still a South African, who's living in London, working in London, and he does pretty well for himself and has attended some very cool conferences and is, in fact, organizing a conference for Web 2.0 here in Africa, in South Africa specifically, and this is our interview with him conducted a few minutes ago.
Hello?
Hi, Gareth. Yeah, how's it going, mate?
Cool, no problem.
Should I introduce you to Dave quickly?
Cool, howdy, Dave.
How's it, Gareth? How are you, man?
Not bad, thanks. How are you doing?
Cool. What you up to that side, eh?
The usual thing, eh? Work.
Pretty much.
Are you guys inside at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm in Jersey, Dave's in Cape Town. Cool, Gareth. The reason we called you specifically is because there's just been a cancellation on a Web 2.0 summit here in South Africa.
That was in May.
Yeah, okay. And we kind of wanted to have a bit of a discussion around that and how badly these guys tend to do these things, and you know, maybe a little bit about what you were planning and what you hope to achieve with your idea.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Gareth, just to check, your blog is cool. oneafrican.com, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice one.
we got in touch with you because you've been sort of pioneering a similar sort of a completely different project. But tell us a little bit about the conference that you were organizing or trying to organize.
Cool. I mean, basically, I think it sounds like it's something very similar. I think the difference is, for me at least, that with the context that I've got overseas, I'm able to bring people to South Africa that I don't think South Africans would necessarily have access to.
Mm.
So I don't really want to name any names at the moment because I think that would be unfair to the people that we're talking to for speakers.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of guys who kind of sit at the leading edge or who would be regarded as the fathers or the grandfathers of the internet at the moment, along with a couple other guys that are doing some really interesting stuff. And those guys are willing to come around because I've met them and I know them and I've been able to speak to them. So when it comes to actually speaking to South Africans and saying, hey, we're trying to do this conference, I can actually say, look, we've got some really, really good people from around the world that are interested in coming.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. The other thing which I'm really trying to do, and this is partly altruistic and it's also partly business related, is if I can get people from around South Africa to actually get a view or get a picture of what's happening around the west of the world, I think it could help grow the local market. Doing that, it could also make the local market more attractive for people to stay in South Africa or to go back to South Africa.
Mm.
So there's a part of me that thinks that if we can grow the local market, then there might be a place for me, you know, at some point in the future, and for other companies to get bigger and for the market itself to grow and to have better skills there. Because the one thing I realize is that there's a lot of really talented and really, you know, good people in South Africa. The problem is they mostly go overseas when they finish university. Or they end up working for, you know, companies and end up doing kind of old school software, you know, writing Java for banks or something. And it's like, well, what fun is there in doing that?
Yeah.
What's the outcome of a really great event? What does it do economically and for the people involved and who attend? I mean, why should people come to a summit like Tech for Africa?
Well, put it this way. When I went to South by Southwest, I was expecting to sit there and get some really useful information by listening to some really good speakers. And I definitely got that. But what I got more of was that I actually connected with people who were like me.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys find this, but I don't actually know a lot of people in my social group that are actually like me. So I can't talk about stuff that I'm doing because they just don't understand.
Yeah.
And more importantly, they don't care. So by actually going to that conference, you know, I learned a lot, but I also connected with probably 300 or 400 other people over the week that I was able to communicate with, converse with, share ideas. And those have formed the beginnings of friendships and partnerships and have allowed me to grow as a person as well as, you know, as a professional. So feeding that back into my clients when I came back from America, I had more credibility, I had better access to resources, I had better access to code because I was talking to better people. So the benefits from there were much better. Going to future web apps, it's a bit shorter, so there's not as much interaction. And it is very much focused on having workshops or you know, listening to people speak. But there again, the people that I met up with, I mean, from the future web apps, I probably signed 3 contracts just because I've met people there.
Yeah.
Wow. Which could, you know, if everything goes according to plan, could reach up to £350,000-£400,000 of business.
Mm.
So that's a sizable reason to be going to something like that.
The real value of these things is in the networking potential.
Completely,
you know?
Yeah.
If you don't go there
willing
to hand out a few business cards and make a bit of small talk, you're not going to benefit from the amount of money that you spend in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, looking at my desk here, I've got a stack of business cards. It's about an inch deep. And those are all business cards from the future web apps. You know, when I came back from South by Southwest last year, I had 250 business cards.
Wow.
You go there and you meet people, and the one way to stay in touch with people is to write little notes on the back of the business card and to remember, you know, the guy's got curly hair with dark, you know, with dark hair with glasses, or, you know, and he was wearing a funny shirt or something, you know, and you remember the guy, and then you look at his business card, and then in the future, you know who the person is.
Don't bloody forget to follow up, yeah, whether it's an email or whatever, because some three emails go out.
We're not going to talk about the pile on my desk. You spoke about an inch deep. Mine's like sort of up to my knee now.
It's crazy. I mean, but I think what you've got to do is you've also got to focus on the people that, you know, you're going to get a benefit from or who are going to benefit from you. You know, there, what I've learned lately with business is that you really need to focus on the 80%, you know, sorry, the 20% that's going to give you, you know, most of your business or most of your potential. And there, you know, you want to connect with people that you found interesting or people that you found fun or people that you thought you could communicate with or people that you thought you could work with or collaborate with in the future. So those are the people I tend to stay in touch with. A lot of the other people, it's more of a record of who you met. I haven't met anyone yet who's an expert at it, but I think we're all trying.
Absolutely. No, well, Gareth, I'm chuffed to hear that at least somebody is going to be, someone from the industry is going to be organizing a top quality conference. I mean, I think that's what's been missing, is you've got companies that are onto a trend, so they say, Web 2.0 is a buzzword. We can make a quick buck out of this thing, and then they charge 10 grand for a ticket.
And it's too expensive, I mean, just to give you some ideas, because you asked me a quick question, just let people know. Like, so far, we've got 186 people have replied on the feedback form on the site, which I think is a real good, you know, it's for us, it's a good litmus test, because we're going to put a lot of time and effort into this. You want to see if anyone
really
was interested.
Nice response.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's really awesome. You know, if we can get 150 to 200 people at the conference with the kind of speakers that I've got lined up, I think we'd be doing really, really well, you know. I think one of the things we said from the beginning was that it must be a bottom-up conference in that the people that are going to be going should help us to drive what the focus is. And what the content is and how people interact at the conference. It shouldn't be one of these kind of top-down conference type, you know, corporate events where everything's dictated to and no one knows what's going on and there's too much swag and not enough content, you know?
Mm. Just some final details in terms of where you're planning on holding it or hosting it and when?
At the moment, it's looking like October, based on the people we're talking to. And with a bit of luck, it'll be in one of the cooler places in Joburg.
So it
all depends on what kind of money we can raise. We've got some really good sponsorship offers at the moment, so if we can get them, and they're in dollars as well, so that might help us to get a really nice place.
Brilliant, sounds awesome, and thank you so much for your time. We've used up far more than we said we would, and thank you also, Gareth was very kind to do this interview really literally on the spur of the moment, so I IM'd him and he was available in 15 seconds, so thank you for doing that, and we appreciate your time, man.
No worries, man. No worries at all. Take care, guys, and please send me the link when it's done. I'm going to send it to some people that I know as well, so they can hear it rather than just, you know, hear it from
nice
you.
Nice one, Gareth.
Definitely, we'll do that.
Take care, man.
All right, you too. Cheers, dude. Bye.
Yeah, Dave, we need to close things off. We over time as usual. Big news in the industry. The SA Blog Awards coming up this Friday night at Cool Runnings. I see the wiki is filling up fast, so if you are keen to attend the Blog Awards, please shimmy over to the awards wiki, which I think is sablogawards.pbwiki.com. Go along there, take a look, and pop your name on, and it would be great to have as many bloggers and podcasters and business people there as possible. It would be great to meet you if we haven't met you already. Oh, and Dave, we've got some good news. We're up to 100 feed subscribers. That I told you.
Nice. Very cool. Very, very cool.
So it's growing fast. Very, very cool. Dave, I think we should close off. Thank you once again for your contributions, for listening, for your time. From me, www.mikestopforth.com.
And from me, daveduarte.co.za.
Thank you for joining us for Amplitude 10, and we're seriously looking forward to seeing you at the Blog Awards on Friday night. Go well. Goodbye. Yes.
Blessing to the woman and children.